Hi, and welcome back to Rosy Thoughts. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I appreciate all of my listeners and for following my podcast. I try and post every week. If I'm not consistent, I really do apologize. My life is seriously whack. I would like to start off with the fact that I bounce around a lot from jobs to jobs because of the fact that, you know, I don't know if a lot of people feel this, but I don't feel comfortable at where I'm staying at. I don't feel that my opportunity of growth is as well as I thought it would be. So I end up leaving from one job to the next. My knowledge, though, has grown because I do pick up a lot of knowledge from each and every job that I have, and I do try to always leave on good terms, leave a two-week notice and try to leave like that. But sometimes it's not completely possible, and that's completely okay if you're not able to give that 2 weeks notice because your mental health issue doesn't necessarily give you that space of mind and you have to drop that job at that moment. That's okay. Don't be worried about it. You will find another job. You will find another place in this world for you. You're going to find an employer that does understand what you're going through. And even if they don't understand what you're going through, they understand that everything that everyone goes through is different and is out of their control. So I just wanted to put that out there in case anybody's wondering, like, well, you know, this bitch isn't actually consistent with when she puts up her video, her podcast. Sorry, I said videos. So yes, I do try to do it every week. I wanted to try to do it every Thursday because that seemed like my easier days. But once again, bouncing from job to job. And I recently got a new job, so I'll be stopping within 2 weeks with this old job, and I'll be going into a new job within 2 weeks. So I have a lot of learning to do, a lot of things to catch up with, things to retain. So everything's been a little crazy. My mind process has been out of, you know, order as well. So I wanted to just slow down now. I want to take a breather. Today's podcast is going to be for self-medicating. My podcast, in a sense, for today was supposed to be with my special guest, but unfortunately, you know, my special guest wasn't able to come for today, but we did reschedule for tomorrow, so I'm hoping to maybe upload another segment for this specific episode with my special guest. If I don't upload my segment for the specific guest by tomorrow, then do expect it, a new episode by the next week. So I do want to continue with the self-medicating. I have been pharmaceutically medicating with, you know, my doctor prescription medication for my bipolar depression for, I want to say, roughly 3 to 4 years, and I've been inconsistent. My medication, well, maybe 4 to 5 years. Within those 4 to 5 years, my medication has changed maybe twice. My dosage has not changed since the second time. I still remain in the same dose. I should be going to the doctor to maybe get an upage on that dose. I'm not very good with doctor appointments. I do my best to stay away from them. It's not necessarily the best thing to do because I realized that while I was taking this medication, it was helping me. But at the same time, I would notice that when I stopped taking this medication, I was having these withdrawal symptoms. And I did read up on them. You know, you're supposed to know about your medication and the symptoms that you, the side effects that it can produce and the symptoms that it can produce for withdrawals. That way you are aware of what you're going through in case, you know, you go each way. So I started feeling those withdrawal symptoms and I wasn't very happy about it because I was thinking, if there's something that I should be taking that's giving me these withdrawals, and they're constant withdrawals that lasted about a month and a half or so. Personally, to me, it did last about a month and a half. For the withdrawals to go completely away. So I started self-medicating myself with cannabis. I have been self-medicating with cannabis for 5 years consistently. I'm sorry, 4 years consistently. And it's been good, not going to lie. But there are pros and cons to it, because I live in a non-legal state and I don't necessarily have a doctor to tell me, you know, this is the strain that's best for you, or telling me, okay, here's your legal card, you know, and go to a certain dispensary that carries this, or the ability to look for a dispensary that carries certain types of strains that will help for my mental health episodes that I get. So with that being said, the effects of living in this non-legal state and how it's in a sense taken a toll in my life without taking a toll in my life. Like, if I don't medicate when I'm feeling that anxiousness, my anxiousness can come to the point where I feel like I can't breathe. And I feel like, you know, when you hold your breath and you're underwater, and you know that if you take a deep breath, like your lungs are going to fill with water because you're underwater. That's how I feel when I'm going through my anxieties. Like, there's air, but I can't breathe. I can't breathe, because if I breathe, then I'm going to get overflowed with this sense of drowningness. Like, it's just describable that the sense is undescribable. And I didn't like that at the same time. You know, it's once again the pros and cons of self-medicating. The most important thing to know about self-medicating is that you have to research a lot on it. If you do anything, like I know in the areas, you know, with a less opportunity of getting a higher quality cannabis, they have low-grade cannabis. And, you know, those aren't the best to go with, because you don't know what they've done or fertilized it with. But at the same time, it's just like, you want to just do something that it's going to help your brain level out and not make you feel like you're losing your mind. And that's kind of, in a way, specifies like how I used it for. My brain feels sometimes like it's spiraling and having these constant repetitive thoughts, and they're negative thoughts. And when I medicate with the cannabis, whether it be with the CBD oils or just regular flower, I feel the difference. But it's just so crazy to me that we live in this day and age where things could be regulated, things could be a lot more specific for the type of mental health issue that you're going through. But they're not, because of everything else that is behind it, with the, I'm sorry, it's so late. Sorry, I yawned. You know, with the laws and all of the regulations that come through it. But I do want to put out there that if you're self-medicating just to get through your days, just remember, try and keep a good separation between medicating and doing it to feel good, because that's where there's that fine thin line that can get so blurred that you don't even really feel how or why you're doing it. If you can go throughout your day feeling good and you feel like, man, I wish I was feeling this right now, then it's just not necessarily for medicating. But if you're having these negative thoughts that you feel are just consistent and, I'm sorry, and out of control, it's understandable to want and to continue medicating for that specific reason. But always know that if your doctor is prescribing you a certain medication, they're doing it for good reasons. I have been self-medicating, and I've been on and off my prescribed medication for my doctor, but I can certainly say that the prescribed medication is helping me along with self-medicating, because there's times where the consistent medication doesn't help my short episodes, because they're just my episodes that happen, and sometimes they're out of my control, so that's when I help myself to medicate. But when I can control them on my own, I do try my best to control them on my own. It's not nice. It's not perfect. But life isn't perfect. And that's okay too. You need to remember that as well. Life isn't perfect. Nothing in this world is perfect. Not even the cars that the manufacturers make. They all end up coming out with some inconsistencies or some type of malfunctions. So don't even worry about that. The motherfucking president of the United States has his own faults. So if the president has his own faults, it's okay for you to have your own faults too. Don't stress on it. You're figuring it out day by day. Take that into consideration. You don't have the nation's feelings and thoughts and anything of the nation's on your shoulders. So the president has those worries. You only have your own. Take care of yourself. If you see self-medicating is helping you, talk to your doctor. Figure out a way how to help yourself. Don't stop trying to help yourself. Because even if you think that there's no one out there hoping for you or thinking about you, you're wrong. Because I may not know you, but every day that I go through what I go through, I always think, and whether you believe in God or not, I have my days where I believe in Him and I don't believe in Him. So that's okay too. But most of all, I do believe there is something out there that's looking out for us. And you got to believe that He's looking out for you too. And regardless of what your situation is or what your orientation is or anything, know that there is someone out there looking out for you. You just got to keep fighting, keep trudging, keep getting that self-care for yourself. You've got this. Message me if you think you don't got this, because I'll be there to let you know that you do. Thank you so much for listening today. And I hope you have a wonderful night and a wonderful weekend. And if you hear me during the week, I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rosie Thoughts. Have a good night.